Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News Time, 6:35. You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm George Sells. And one thing I think any parent knows about and probably kind of dislikes is the fact that our kids' teachers are constantly having to fish in their own pockets to come up with extra supplies, things for projects. Almost doesn't matter what kind of school district you live in. You could live in a very wealthy one. You can live in a struggling one. You can have a kid in private school. Teachers are constantly trying to do that little extra bit. And, you know, parents, we all try to help out as best we can. But you want to see them be able to do the things they want to do for your kids. And we're joined now by Dr. Angie Westendorfer from Western Governors University, WGU, Missouri, and they're having a cool program right now. They are asking for project proposals from teachers, and they're going to try to help them out. Dr. Westendorfer, welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, George.
Thank you. And tell us a little bit about this program, because this is something, I've got two kids in school, and the teachers are always trying to do something extra. They've always got their budget. They always want to do a little bit more.
Well, that's so true, and we don't know. You're exactly right that teachers just do things. They make magic happen in their classrooms, and we don't really know where those things came from. It might be something for the science project, or it could be, you know, special treats for the kids doing great things. And so we just thought it would be really fun for Teacher Appreciation Week to honor them by letting them nominate themselves or be nominated to be funded for a project. And so we just want to know what they want to dream about, what they want to buy, and something cool that they would do with their kids.
And can you give us a peek yet at some of the projects you're hearing about?
You know, I'm waiting, because we do have, the nominations have been open, and we do have quite a few that have come in, but I'm waiting to read them all at the same time so that then I don't have preconceived ideas.
Gotcha.
Go to the judging.
I put you on the spot there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, but it's one of those things that I don't want to be unfair or biased. And so we want to make sure that we choose some great projects. I can tell you that we're looking for innovative projects. WGU Missouri is a very innovative university, and we do things very different. And so we're looking for something different and fun that the kids would have. And then also things that maybe would be buying the supplies that they can use year after year so that they could give on, you know, for the future.
So if I've got a teacher with a cool project, or I am a teacher with a cool project, what do I need to do to get this material to you guys?
Okay, you're just going to go to our website, which is missouri.wgu.edu/fundmyclassroom. And if you're a teacher, you can nominate yourself. If you're not a teacher, you can nominate a teacher for a project she wants or he wants.
And the deadline on that is April 26th, so we're coming up on that pretty quickly, aren't we?
We are. We want to be able to, on Teacher Appreciation Week, let people know, because, you know, that's a coming up that first full week of May, and WGU Missouri loves teachers, and we actually train more teachers than any university in the nationwide, and so we really are dedicated to that teaching profession, and so Teacher Appreciation Week is important to us.
And tell me this, because you are dealing in this both from the academic side at the university level, but also in training teachers and interacting with teachers. This is a real problem at times, not everywhere, but in a lot of districts, this is a real problem where teachers are caught between a rock and a hard place on this, aren't they?
Well, you know, you hear a lot about school funding and issues, you know, like that. And I think that it's important to realize, and I was a teacher, and I was a principal, and I was a superintendent. So I understand the real things that are happening with classrooms. And even in the years that we have money and teachers get a raise and things like that, teachers are still taking money out of their pockets, and people don't realize how much that happens. And so I think that it's important for us to figure out ways that we can fund education better.
Dr. Angie Wessendorfer, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX. Once again, you can go to WGU's website, WGU Missouri, and you can nominate your favorite teacher for this program or your favorite project. If you're a teacher, nominate yourself. Get some money and do something special for your kids. Dr. Wessendorfer, thank you for being with us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.